due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than riled up on a football Friday. And it starts right now. I hope you hit the riled up line last night, 610-771-9751, and left your messages. And if you did, well, pay close attention, because if you left a good one, it could be featured right here. Let's see what we got on a football Friday, Andrew.
Talking about a bad week in sports, I really can't take this anymore. The Eagles lose on Sunday. The Flyers lose on Tuesday. The Sixers blew a 16-point fourth-quarter lead yesterday to the Magic. And on the now here I am, sitting on my bed, about to watch the Flyers lose again to the Devils. God, I can't take this week anymore.
It's been a tough week. It's been one of those weeks that you want to forget. But...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... But the one thing that happened...
I ain't complaining. I feel like all I'm doing is complaining lately.
Well, there's one thing that you didn't complain about, and that was the addition of Jimmy Butler.
We'll get that tonight.
That's the big bomb-doogle of the whole week, right? You go, okay, maybe it didn't pay dividends on Wednesday's game, but it'll pay dividends long-term. That's the big thing. So that's a monumental move in the week and a big positive. They got Jimmy Butler. They got a third guy. They got three great players. Right? Can we enjoy that?
Yeah, like we were supposed to enjoy Golden Tate.
Oh, damn. You are in a bad mood this week.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just...
Complaining.
I'm just annoyed.
And there's been a lot to complain about. By the way, we'll take live calls at 610-632-0975. If you want to jump on the live route up line, you can do it there. What's next?
I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to pretend we're Jim talking to the media, but I can't. That fact doesn't deserve the honor of me pretending to be him. You know, the clown who wears aviators at night? The guy who cried too much because he shook his hand too hard? The idiot who tried to get one by you with talking semantics? Well, we've never given up a first down on a pick-a-fed defense when the moon's up during a snowstorm. Shut the up! I'll let you know what you're doing. You don't know what the you're doing.
That's an old Harry line. Harry would always say,
it's great line.
Tell me you know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing.
That's a great line right there.
And it's true. When people do that, that's called an overcompensation.
Agreed.
What's next?
Eagles got me riled up, cuz. Jim Johnson has been regarded as the greatest Eagles defensive coach in this modern era. If that is the case, where are his disciples? Where are the defensive coordinators that have taken his playbook and expanded it? If we can get an Andy Reid disciple and Doug Peterson, where is Jim Johnson's at?
Whoa.
I talked to one. I don't know. I promise I won't want to do it. But I did talk to one yesterday for about an hour.
Oh, did you talk to Sean yesterday?
No, I love Sean. Sean is unattainable. He's got
a head coach.
Yeah.
But he was here for, and I thought they gave up on him a little too soon.
Oh, I believe that. Sean's a terrific coach. He should never have. It was his first year. He should have let him give him that second year and grow into it.
Well, what did he do when he went to Carolina? He went to a Super Bowl and had a great defense, right?
Damn right. No, he's a really good coach, man. I like Sean. And they're going to turn things around up there.
Up in Buffalo?
Yep.
What's next?
Jim, you need to get your head out of your blank, okay? I am not happy with you. You should know that turnovers are key in this league. When Billy Davis was here, when we had Chip allowing the other team to run as many plays and gas our defense, we were still top five in the league in turnovers. Our turnover differential was great because he was creative in what he did.
Yes, yes, amen, brother.
If we're saying Billy Davis is a better DC than the one we got now, boy, the one that we got now has got stock is really low. Do you like Billy Davis?
You know what? It's impossible to judge that guy.
Because his team was on the field the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got Chip Kelly, that offense running, 3 second drives. I mean, talk about a thankless job.
Yeah, they were gassed at all times. Now you're right about that, and Chip didn't believe it was a factor. I remember at that time people didn't believe that was a factor either. Some fans that just were all chipped up.
Yeah,
I was not a Chippa guy.
No, you weren't. You saw it.
Yeah.
I give you credit.
Sometimes you smell a fraud before it even really comes to fruition, and he was a fraud. Let's take a live call in. Let's go to Seattle and check in with Sam in Seattle. Sam, you're all riled up.
I'm riled up on behalf of Carson Wentz. This is Carson Wentz talking to the whole Eagles squad. What the hell are you guys doing? I busted my ass last year, got y'all to the Super Bowl. We don't win if it wasn't for him. And this year, this is supposed to be a Carson Wentz year, and they're supposed to win this for Carson, and they've let him down every single week. The dude throws a 300-yard game every single week, and the team has let him down. And he's been so good since he's been back from a major injury.
Bless you, my son.
Yes. See, that's a good riled-up call right there.
Like it.
What's next?
On every team in every sport, there seems to be a guy where the fans go, why is he on the team? Why is he in the game? For me right now, it's Muscala. What is he doing on my basketball court?
Well, you don't have many other options.
Well, I hear he should be playing
Pete Ilyasova
28 minutes. But listen, I mean, he got abused by Vucevic the other night. He can shoot it. I mean, he's got a role. He's got a place for a role. Give him a little time just to be in that role. I don't hate him. He's just a roll. Like, he's a roll guy. 15-18 minutes.
You like Vucevic? Surprised at the career he's had?
No. I mean, he's
pretty good player.
He can board. He could run a basket. Yeah. Can touch.
What's next?
That was flat out annoying. Flat out annoying to watch. And by midway through the second period, I knew they weren't going to score that game. How many times you hit the post? How many times? You're right there with so many opportunities, and you can't think at home. What is wrong with this team? It's been 10 years of the same thing. I've watched that same game a thousand times, and it drives me nuts. I can't stand it anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't blame you, brother. Don't blame you, man.
Four posts, I think, in the first period.
Oh.
And five total in the game. And how about Kincaid trying to score into the empty net, Ant?
Yeah.
He just flubs it, goes right to Simmons, wide open net, and he manages to hit the diving paddle of Kincaid. You know you're up against it when that's happening. You're squeezing.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, come on. I mean, it's not like Kincaid's Marty Brodeur over there. I mean, give me a break, right? I don't know it's his third shutout of the season, but give me a break. Keith Kincaid, get out of here.
You want to know how I've gotten rich over the last 5 years? No, it's not the booming stock market. No, it's not the Bitcoin bubble. Anytime the Sixers are up big, I live bet the other team. My God, this team cannot hold a lead for.
Oh, he's betting in-game spreads. Get up by 18, you go with the other squad next quarter.
Wow.
A 21-0 run, that's still stuck in your crawl, isn't it?
Yes. I need a good game tonight.
A stem to stern?
Yeah, I need a nice game tonight. Good team they're playing. Team that's coming off of a hideous performance. The Jazz are coming off a hideous performance. I need a really good game from them.
And
right?
Ben to lead the way tonight. Triple-dub for Ben tonight.
You know, the Jazz lost in Dallas 118-68.
Oh, my God.
All right?
To the Mavs?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
All right, wait, 118-68?
I need a win. Now they're going to come back. You know how it goes, right?
They lost by 50.
To the Mavericks.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know how it goes. They were, what were they? I'll even tell you, because they were like horrible against three. They were 6-for-35 from three-point land.
Wow. Well, you got to give them credit. They didn't stop trying.
17%
from three.
They shot 6-for-35.
Boy, the first quarter tonight, they're going to end up shooting 70% from three.
They scored 22 points in the second half.
How many?
22.
Oh, my goodness. What's that?
Nine in the fourth quarter.
I've gotten a situation for you guys. I want your opinion. If you're the opposition against the Sixers and they're in the penalty, do you foul Markelle Fultz, send him to the foul line and almost embarrass him to make foul shots, especially if they, in the second half? Point being, hack a Fultz.
Hackafalls.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Do you know who I fear a little bit? Hacka Ben.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a couple times this year I wondered if coaches were going to do that.
Just send him to the line?
Mm-hmm.
Wish he would have got to the line the other night to stop that 21-0 run.
Oh, yeah, well, there was no need to hack a Ben.
Yeah.
But, like, you wonder how that would be and as a strategy, because if he misses, you can always tell Ben when Ben's going to be lights out or when he's going to struggle from the line.
How can you tell? By his demeanor?
By the shot.
Uh-huh.
By the free throws. You see him a couple. All you have to do is watch him shoot one or two, and you could get an idea of it.
I want to look and see what his.
My man's got a nice Flyers hoodie on right here.
Oh yeah, it's a good hoodie. Might want to upgrade. Real quick, his free throw percentage for Ben 62% this year. Last year was 56%. Oh man, that is tough. You might as well hack a Ben.
Well, no, it's something I freak because you talk about hack of faults.
Yeah. I'm going to hack either.
Stop saying that Ben Simmons is young, Fultz is young, they haven't played a lot. You know what's going to happen? Jimmy Butler's going to be like, oh, I don't give a shit, and he won't sign this offseason. Okay.
There he goes. Always worried about the end of the road. The KOK guy. Everything's fatalistic. If Ben...
Stop saying Ben's young. He's a young point guard.
He's 22 right? years old.
He's in his second year as a point guard. Come on, brother. Come on, okay.
One thing the okay.
I give the okay. I mean, I love the delivery of the okay.
Oh, yeah, it's classic.
It's a great. I was always an admirer when I listened to you and Harry.
On the okay guy?
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
I'll tell you what's got me riled up. These motherfucking refs in the NHL. Oh, how is it goalie interference when the guy's at the face-off circle? Ow!
Stop it. He wasn't at the face-off circle.
I love that guy. I don't care if right or wrong. I love him.
He's like the
I'll
delivery.
Tell you what's got me riled up. These motherfucking refs in the NHL.
He knows how to deliver an F-bomb.
That's my man. I like that. It's my favorite. Like, you know, what's his name? He used to do the actor studio.
James Lipton?
Yeah, and he'd say, well, you know, what's your favorite curse word?
Yeah.
Like, MF-er is my favorite.
Oh, the combo platter.
Yeah.
You're a combo man?
Oh, yeah. That's a great curse word.
It is, because you can deliver it with a lot of vitriol behind it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different ways to, you know.
First of all, I was watching the broadcast last night, and Bill Clement kept saying that Kincaid was 3 feet outside of his crease. I don't know if Bill had ever used a ruler. He's about 6 inches outside. And you still got to allow the goalie to make the save. It's interference.
Yeah.
So I was fine with that not being goaltender interference. But I get the challenge because you have no clue what is and what isn't. So I get the challenge, but I didn't think it was goalie interference. And that comes from a man who thinks everything's goalie interference. Let's take, let's go to Steele on the live line.
Hey, Steele.
What's up, Steele?
You know, man, there's certain things in sports I can turn a blind eye to. Maybe a goalie letting in a goal through the five hole, a baseball player taking the collar, maybe a basketball player, you know, laying up some bricks like he's a mason. But what I can't take is that Jim Schwartz press conference being all mightier than now. He's a freaking maggot. I mean, that was a slap in our face.
Oh.
And somebody's, you know, obviously I would love him to be accountable, but I think he's got, he doesn't have onions. He's got pebbles.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a maggot. Steel brings it, man.
The one thing you got to give Schwartz credit for, though, he acts like his team gave up 3 points in the game the way he delivers the message, right?
Oh,
I'm not going for
God.
Turnovers. I'm trying to get off the field and stop the run.
No, he talks like Parcells.
Yeah, he does.
And you know what?
Arrogance, right?
Yeah, you know what? Parcells could do that.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Well, Bill perfected it.
Yeah, but he was a great he was a great coach.
Yeah.
He was a great coach.
He earned the latitude to be able to do that.
In my mind, he's the... I mean, you know, Belichick's Belichick. But other than him, To me, Parcells is the best coach ever.
Is that right? I never knew you had this kind of admiration for Bud Parcells.
I love Parcells, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, he's a brilliant, brilliant dude.
Wow.
Brilliant dude. I like, you know, Walsh.
Uh-huh.
And I always loved Bill Walsh. Gentleman and brilliant, you know, tactician and the whole thing. And Jimmy Johnson's a great coach. The Parcells is the best.
The tuna. All right. What's next?
You know what? I'm not up. Warminster, PA. Get your together. Jesus Mary, 2 hours from Warminster to get the freaking 95. Can't even freaking plow. New Jersey's got their together.
Yeah, I put out a tweet. I had a tag PennDOT on it last night, Ant. They got caught with the pants completely down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
3+ hours to get home from it. Dude, it took me 90 minutes to get from the studio to 76.
Dude, it took me an hour to get to City Line Avenue. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's ridiculous.
That was horrible. It took an hour and a half to get to City Line Avenue. So I feel you. He said something, though, that were like my mother, my aunt used to say a lot. The Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Oh, yeah. That's old school.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Let's go. Frank in Westchester is on the Riled Up line on the Fanatic. What's up, Frankie?
Sorry, it's an old news Riled Up, but Doug and Jimmy, you two smug because you're ghosts. I don't get it. They were out-coached. You were out-coached by that gum-chewing, hand-clapping BYO coaching bastard. Hey, Jimmy, why do you think Fletcher Cox is gas in the fourth quarter, Jim? Answer that one.
Yeah. Yes. Too many snaps.
Yeah.
No, you're right on, man. You're right on.
Well, the injuries are affecting his rotation, too.
Yeah, okay.
Fletcher's got to stay on the field all the time.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There's also things he can do. Maybe they get off the field sooner.
Maybe a blitz.
Maybe.
No pressure.
Mix in a blitz.
I was a little disappointed to hear Tim McManus tell us that he didn't think Jernigan was likely to go.
Yeah, they need him.
Sidney Jones, though, will be the starter outside, Ant. So, yeah, we need to find out what this kid is, too, right?
Yes.
What's
next? Yo, Coach, this is Broke-Ass Delco Rep, Tim Donahue, with my locks of the week. When I was stuck today for 3 hours on the Schuylkill Expressway, the only question going through my head is what the hell happened to Dougie P? Now, to remind myself how good the Eagles used to be, I'm going to watch Frank Reich's team this week. I love Indianapolis, my best 1.5 against the Titans. Also, tonight in hockey, give me the Maple Leafs money line.
Got the Leaf money line tonight.
What do you stand on that?
All right, let me see. The Leafs suck. Good, good, good road team, Anthony. I think they have one loss on the road, and they're playing against an Anaheim team who got belted at home the other night. The Leafs tonight, -125 on the money line. I'm going to ride with the mighty, mighty Ducks tonight.
Go
with Johnny Gibson and the Ducks.
You're going against
Broke-Ass
Delco Ref at your peril.
Look, he's got the better team. I got the better payout. And I got a team that's going to bounce back tonight. All right? I'll take the Ducks.